ARUP Institute for Learning presents Insight.
Education.
Leader.
Pain Management.
Technology.
Experiment.
Esoterization.
Informatics.
Body Research.
Excellence.
Laboratory Medicine.
Join us as we delve into emerging topics presented by ARUP Medical Directors who are faculty in the Department of Pathology, School of Medicine, and other highly qualified expert contributors.
My name is Ben Witt. I'm a cytopathologist who also does general surgical pathology with an emphasis on head and neck pathology. I work here at the University of Utah. I have an active role in our FNA service here at the University of Utah, and I'm here today with Doug Adler, my colleague in gastroenterology.
So I'm Doug Adler. I'm faculty at the University of Utah School of Medicine. I'm mostly based out of the Huntsman Cancer Center. I wear a couple of different hats here at the university, but my main job is that I run the interventional and therapeutic endoscopy service, a big portion of which involves biopsying of tissue sites throughout the abdomen and pelvis and the mediastinum as well, usually trying to make diagnoses of malignancy based off of imaging studies, most commonly endoscopic ultrasound, which we do all day long with the Huntsman Cancer Center. Let's define what we're really talking about here. We're talking about rapid on-site evaluation of EOS FNA samples. Most places, and I've practiced GI and endoscopic ultrasound at a few other places around the country, you know, usually when we're doing a case and we call for a specimen to be evaluated or analyzed, we wait a while and then pathology sort of trundles down a cart and it's usually the worst microscope in the hospital. We have a really unique setup here at the Huntsman where we have a dedicated room for you guys. It actually says cytology room. It's the only GI lab I've ever seen in the country that has a cytology room built in where they have a two-headed microscope for teaching and training purposes. They have all their stuff ready to go. Like, we always see the text coming by to refresh all the solutions. So it's really a sort of an A-level service. We're spoiled here in that we actually have attendings like Dr. Witt come and not just a tech to give us a sense of adequacy. We actually have an attending come to give us essentially a diagnosis, or at least a preliminary diagnosis.
I do think with what they've been able to deliver in the endoscopy suite, giving us a permanence there with a little suite, and it does allow us, I think, to do our best work that we do on site because it's close by. As Doug said, we're restocked. We're always in there to track what we need in terms of solutions. And I feel like we don't have as nice a setup at other venues throughout the hospital campus where I feel like we are delayed and not able to deliver as definitive of assessments on site.
And it's not just, you know, Ben coming to the GI lab. We're also in the cytoroom. Like when Ben is looking at specimens, I'm in there looking, you know, my fellows and nurses and techs. There's a lot of interactive teaching going on. I think also what helps is that, you know, we're not just clinical colleagues, we're also research colleagues. And I think there's a lot of cross-pollination between GI and cytology. I think I've co-published papers with every member of the cytology group, I'm pretty sure. And
yeah, it's a natural interaction that comes on a daily basis. And I rely on it too for my evaluation. I know I can walk into the endoscopy suite and I can get Doug's both clinical and ultrasonographic impression. That helps me in terms of my expectation or whether we just need to be targeting one thing or potentially multiple lesions. There are certain cases where there's no argument with what's on the slide. Say it just a malignant cell that's 20 times the size of a benign cell next door. But there's a good subset of cases that aren't quite that clear cut where you have, you know, maybe a better differentiated carcinoma. Our goal is to make the most definitive diagnosis, and we need his input to do that.
So, you know, on our end, I mean, I know nothing about these stains. You know, like you could fill a thimble with what I know about stain selection and sample preparation. But the nice thing is I don't have to know that. I don't have to worry about that because I've got an expert right there with me. On the endoscopy side, our decisions focus more on target selection, right? If we see a mass and a node in a patient, which is the better target, or are they both good targets? What kind of needle should we use, right?
And from my perspective, I don't necessarily see it so much that we're helping them. I also see it that they're giving me an opportunity to control my own specimen, to make my own slides, to stain them the way I want to stain them, to make a cell block or send for other ancillary studies if I think I need them. And I can do that live. And so I feel like they're doing us a favor by letting us control what we're going to see and what we're going to be trying to diagnose. Models that I think are less effective than what we have going on here, where I can communicate to Doug, and I think not that it's necessarily expected, but it's helpful for him if I do, after every pass, to just update him on the status, whether he needs to maybe move targets or move within the target, or if he's getting only blood and maybe he might want to change technique. I've seen it where there is cytology support, but it's a bit removed from where the endoscopist is working. And so five passes may happen with no intercommunication. And so I remember it. It just generates frustration on both levels because pathologist is thinking, well, I'm already diagnostic. Why are they bringing me in three more passes when I haven't related anything? I don't need any more. And the endoscopist is thinking, well, I haven't heard anything, so I'm going to keep collecting. And then when the inevitable, you had diagnostic material three passes ago, is relayed over and over, both it just creates frustration. And as Doug has said, each pass is not without risk for the patient.
On the next segment.
And a lot of places, you know, don't have ROSE or rapid on-site evaluation, and they have to resort to other approaches.
I get a lot of outside cytology consultations where they are using the fixed method.